好像不够大声，这比较大声，我跟你讲，谢谢。茂君，如果你听不见我声音，就麻烦他们把声音开大一点哈，谢谢。弟兄姊妹午安。我想今天下午还是要接续上一次，我跟弟兄姊妹的分享。
So we'll continue the sharing from last time.
上一次我跟弟兄姊妹分享到，在开刀后这一段时间，神在我里面的一个重新的光照跟负担，也就是来真的来再重新带孩子们一起读神的话。
So last time I shared with everybody, after my surgery, God enlightened me in my heart, and once again I lead my kids and we read God's word again.
带着青少年们不是只是来读一部分的圣经，但是带他们能够走过来读整本的圣经。
And also lead the youth, not only just read part of the Bible and we actually read the whole Bible.
所以我想我们今天就继续的来看来读来看神的话，并且可能再看一下下怎么读主的话。
So that's one more time we are going to see God's word and review again how do we read God's word.
当我做这些分享的时候，并不是从一个好像很会读经或圣经学者的角度。
And I'm sharing with you not from the Bible scholar or someone who know how to read Bible well.
只是跟弟兄姊妹做一个好像一个弟兄姊妹我们在一起的分享，分享一些我自己的得着，一些的经历。
And this is just to share with you my we do the sharing and share with you my own experience.
还有一些很粗浅的认识。
And some very basic understanding.
好，我们一起来祷告好吗
？Let's pray.
主，为着每一次你给我们机会聚集，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for giving us opportunity to gather together.
主耶稣，虽然我常常这样祷告，但是我真的相信，每一次你聚集你的儿女，你真的有话要说。
And Lord, even I often pray this way, but I really believe, I truly believe, when you gather your people, you have the word you want to tell them.
主，你在圣经里告诉我们要仔细的听。
And in Bible, you tell us have to listen carefully.
并且凡有耳的都应当听。
And you tell us we need to hear with whoever has ear.
主啊，今天下午求你开启我们的耳朵。
And Lord, this afternoon, please open our ears.
我们心里面的耳朵。
And the ear in our heart.
主，叫我们听见你的心声。
So we can hear your heart.
叫我们听见你的呼召。
So we can hear your calling.
主耶稣，现在我们把心思意念里面所有的事情，我们放在祭坛上。
So Lord, we bring everything in our thought and in the altar.
主，我们把自己带到你的面前。
We bring ourselves in front of you.
不管是我们的负担、重担
，It doesn't matter our burden.
无论是身体上的软弱
，or the weakness from our body.
或者是在亲人当中所经历的一些最近的一些失去。
And all the loss we experience among our relatives.
主啊，你来安慰。
And Lord, you comfort us.
你来说话。
You speak to us.
你来鼓励我们。
You encourage us.
你来光照我们。
And you enlighten us.
耶稣，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
圣灵啊，带我们进入一切的真理。
And Holy Spirit, please bring us to all the truth.
好叫我们真的得到自由，为你而活。
So we can be true free and live for you.
谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 最近呢，看到一个报道。
And I read a report recently.
有一个年轻的孩子，他从叫做 Jack Marsh。
And there's a young boy. His name is Jack Marsh.
他从小呢就很不喜欢吃东西。
And he doesn't like to eat.
他对食物有种恐惧感。
He's afraid of food.
不是因为他怕胖。
It's not because he's afraid of being fat.
就是他很怕试任何一种新的食物。
And it's just because he's afraid to try something new.
所以他能吃的东西很少。
So there are very few things he can eat.
也从来不上馆子。
And he never go out to the restaurant.
所以他就非常的瘦。
So he's very skinny.
那从小朋友就笑他。
So a lot of his friends mock him.
因为他像一把骨头。
Because he's like just bone, just with bone.
他也就随他们骂。
And so he just let them mock him.
因为他对食物的恐惧太大。
Because he has such a huge afraid of food.
那一直等到他二十出头的时候
So when he turned somewhere around his early 20
有一天他说我想要举重
And one day he said I want to lift weight
他很羡慕做一个健美先生
And he want to be the body
builder 所以他就去健身房开始举重
So he went to the gym and he started to lift weight
结果一举重才发现一点力气都没有
When he started to lift weight and then he found out he did not have strength.
身上一点肌肉怎么没有怎么练呢
He doesn't have any muscle.
所以那个成为他人生的转捩点。
So that become the turning point for him.
为一直要做健美先生。
Because he want to be a bodybuilder.
他就勉强自己开始吃啊。
So he forced himself to eat.
吃啊，一直等到体重能够增加。
So he keep eating and then for his weight to increase.
所以他被访问的时候，你看他后来就变得这个样子。
So and then he got interviewed and that's what his picture.
从一个厌食症的孩子到一个健美先生。
So he's from the anorexia and become a bodybuilder.
他讲了一句话。
And he say one word.
他说什么是让我能够转变呢
？So he say what turn me around？
是当我想要做健美先生这个欲望大过了我恐对食物的恐惧。
That is because the desire to be a bodybuilder is bigger than the scary for food。
这就像很多厌食症人最后他们要好，是不是
？So it's just like a lot of anorexia。They want to be better.
一定要有一个渴望，一个欲望是大过于他们对食物的恐惧。
So they must have some kind of desire is bigger than the afraid of the food.
所以这个报道让我想到说，哎，我们基督徒好一些，好多的基督徒，很多时候我们是不是也患了属灵的厌食症
？So this report that make me think is that for some of the Christians is also have this anorexia.Spirit anorexia.
其实我们知道圣经是神的话，对不对
？So we know Bible is God's word.
我们也知道神的话很重要
，and we know God's word is important.
那我们也知道说我们需要读神的话
，and we know we need to read God's word.
可是我们很少读神的话
，but we rarely read Bible.
那好一点的时候，我们每个礼拜来参加聚会。
Well, if we're in good condition, we join the gathering every week.
所以正常的状况，礼拜五我们会查一章的圣经，然后礼拜天听一篇道。
And so in the normal situation, we will study one chapter of Bible on Friday and listen to a sermon on Sunday.
但弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样的来读经
，But brothers and sisters, if we this is how we read Bible.
圣经有1189章。
There are 1189 chapters in Bible.
如果我们每个礼拜只来读一章圣经
，and if we only read one chapter per week,
你有没有算一算我们要多少的时间才能够读完整本圣经
？Do you know how long do we it require to read the whole Bible?
22.8年，大概23年的时间。
It's about 22.8 years.
23年的时间，我们才能够很粗浅的把圣经。读完一遍。
So after 23 years, then we barely finish reading Bible once.
所以难怪在我们属灵的生活上。
So no wonder in our spiritual life.
我们的生活、我们的理念、我们的行为跟圣经好像有相当的差距。
No wonder for what we thought and what we believe, it has a gap between what we do and what Bible teach us.
没有神的话，哪来的勇气？
And we don't have God's word, we don't have the courage.
所以我想，其实这不是只是我们哈，有些人做了一些的，做了一些的大概调查。
So this is not only for us, and some people they made the survey.
他们发现说一代不如一代。
Then they found out, it's getting worse, generation after generation.
这一代读圣经人比上一代又少了好多。
And this generation reading Bible is less than the previous generation.
那我孩子的这一代又比我们这一代又少了好多。
So for our kids, our next generation are even less than what we read the Bible.
不是说不想来读经。
It's not because we don't want to read Bible.
试过。
We try.
那天我问青少年们说，他们都试过，也曾经都开始过。
And then I asked the youth the last time, and then they all say we tried and we started.
但是总是没有办法持续。
But we just cannot continue.
所以研究有告诉我们说，其实每一天在原来还在读经的人当中，就有700个人开始就放弃读经了。
So this tells us there are about 700 people every single day.About 700 people, they originally reading Bible, now they gave up.
那不仅如此，还有下读经的人想要明白圣经。
And then also, not only that, and also somebody who read Bible, they just want to know Bible.
他发现说，哎呀，在五个人当中，只有一个人能够真正找到一些的帮助，帮助他们好好的明白圣经。
But they found out, only one out of five who, find helps in Bible.
所以为什么我们不读神的话呢？
So why we don't read?God's word.
下章的 slide.
Next slide.
我们没有时间来读。
Because we don't have time.
对，我们第一个反应都会觉得我们觉得我们没有时间。
And the first react is we feel we don't have time.
各样的事情的忙碌。
Because we are so busy with other stuff.
我们的孩子比我们还忙。
And our children are even more busy than us.
曾经有一个管家。
And one of the steward.
他为了要让他这个做这个外科医生又是律师的父母亲看见他们的孩子，他们把孩子就是有把多少的重担放在孩子的身上。
So he wanted to see how much burden for his master, the surgeon and also the
lawyer,
the lawyer, the parent, surgeon and lawyer parent, and then how much burden they put on their kid.
各式各样的课外学习，各式各样的活动
，and lots of extracurricular and lots of activities。
所以他们就把他们所有这些课外的东西，所有相关的课本也好啊，道具也好，把它拿来。
So they take everything, the kids, the extracurricular doesn't matter, it's books or some tools, and he put them all together.
然后让孩子站在那儿。
So he put his kids.
总共三个孩子，从大到小。
So there are three kids, and from the oldest one to youngest one.
然后呢，他就一样一样的把他们的课本，每一课的课本，每一个活动需要读的东西，每一个活动的道具，一样一样一样能放的，都放在孩子伸出的一双手上。
So the steward took everything the kids have to learn from extracurricular, the books, the tools, and everything one by one.Put on the kids' hands.
到最后还没放完，孩子已经不行了。
And but before he finished loading everything to the kid is just could not stand it.
那一天父母亲才发现为什么这个孩子那么不听话。
So on that day, the parent realized why the kids disobeyed them.
他们外面给了孩子很多的装备，为了要给他们一个好的未来。
So they give a lot, they equip the kids so well outward, try to give them a good future.
可是他们的心是荒芜的。
But their heart is, it's lost.
不仅要面对许多的挑战，还要面对整个人的成长，各方面的挑战。
It's not only have to facing the outward challenge, and also their own growth.
大人也是这样，对不对？我们就跟着孩子团团转。
So it's like all the adults, we just kind of doing the same thing with our kid.
再加上工作，再加上教会的服事。
And then in addition to that, and also our work and the serve in church.
我们每天的时间真的不够用。
We don't have enough time.
但弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的很诚实。
But if we are honest with ourselves,
如果我们真的把我们每一天所做的事情，每一天做一个日记，
if we write a journal of what we do every single day,
我爸以前是叫我这样的，每十五分钟一个，每一天暑假从早上起床到晚，每一天每一分钟你在做什么，然后统计每一天你花什么多少时间在这个事上，多少时间在这个事上。
So during the summer, my dad asked me to write down what I did on every single 15 minutes and then what I did and then try to understand how much time I spent on every single items.
弟兄姊妹，其实你发现说你真正想做的事情，你真的还是能够找得到时间。
And brothers and sisters, you will find out if something you really want to do, then you can still find time to do it.
你我如果能够花20分钟，每一天20分钟的时间。
If you and I can spend 20 minutes per day,
一年我们就可以读完圣经。
In one year, we can finish reading Bible.
我只是说念哦，我不是说查考，读完圣经。
I'm not talking about study the Bible. I just talk about the read through the Bible.
那还有我们为什么不读神的话？也许我们会觉得，有的时候觉得某一个部分，或者有一些人对整个圣经都觉得它很过时了。
And sometimes we don't read Bible because we think it's outdated.
他好像是写在几千年前写给那个中东那一部分的人。
It was written thousands of years ago. It's for the East people.
许多的习俗，许多的似乎律法，我们现在也不做这么照做了。
And lots of custom and lots of law we are not follow today.
好像旧约就是陈旧了。
And it seems like the Old Testament is out of date.
好像对我们的生活有一点脱节了。
It seems like it's not connected with our life.
但弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
神告诉我们说
God tells us,
他说他的话不是只是一个字一个句，而是一点一话都不能废去。
And but God tells us it's not just every word, it's every single stroke, it's in there, it's lasting forever.
天地都要废去，唯有神的话一点一话都不能废去。
The world is going to go away, but for God's word is always there.
他的话如同他的慈爱是永远长存。
His word is just like His grace to us is last forever.
他从不浪费一个字，一点一话来说任何一件事。
He will not waste any single word on the thing He wants to tell us.
所以圣经不是只是一本书，或者说六十六卷的书。
So Bible is not just one book or just 66 books.
圣经是在神的全知的里面，在他的爱里面，很精简的说了这许多的话。
And Bible is really is in His love, in His own knowledge, and then He very briefly tell us those words.
六千年来，不论是在亚当之后的时间到我们现在，都是适用的。
And 6,000 years doesn't matter is in Adam's age or our age, it's all useful us, very useful for us.
再来，为什么我们不读圣经？
And the other reason why we don't read Bible.
可能我们会觉得我们读不懂。
And maybe we don't understand it.
那我们因为受了很多的限制，所以常常我们来读圣经的时候是一段好像很零星的来读。
So sometimes we feel like we have been restricted. So when we read it, it's like reading some like spotted.
我们透过我们的文化、我们的背景、我们自己的性情来读神的话。
So through our own custom, through our own background, and through our own personality, that's how we read Bible.
所以很多的地方我们就很难接受，也读不懂。
And so many places it's hard for us to accept it, and we also don't understand.
所以我们觉得只有某一种人或某一些人或者牧师、神学家能够读得懂圣经。
So we feel like it's only some kind of people they know, like a pastor, like a Bible scholar, they understand Bible.
但弟兄姊妹，神把圣灵放在我们的里面。
But brothers and sisters, God put Holy Spirit in us.
你相不相信？
Do you believe?
你相不相信你可以读得懂圣经？你我可以读得懂圣经？
Do you believe you can understand Bible? You and I, we all be able to understand Bible.
不是因为我们自己本身有办法能够明白。
It's not because of our own knowledge we understand.
是因为圣灵会帮助我们。
It's because Holy Spirit is in us, so Holy Spirit help us.
会把神的话启示在我们里面。
So He revealed God's word in us.
那最后为什么不读圣经？
And last, why don't we read Bible?
其实我觉得这是最重要的原因，最真实的原因。
And I think this is the most important reason.
那因为圣经其实就是很无聊，对，很 boring, 很大部分的时间觉得很难感兴趣。
And that's because Bible is, sometimes we feel Bible is boring and then it's hard to bring us any interest in us.
所以我们有时候可以读一本书，好，甚至属灵的书籍或小说，我们可以从头读到尾。
So sometimes we can read a book, even the spiritual book or a novel, we can read from the beginning to the end.
我们想要了解它的剧情。
So we want to understand the story they tell us.
我们被那个剧情所抓住。
So we got caught by the story.
然后我们的心情也跟着那个剧情而起伏。
And so our feeling is also follow the story up and down.
或者我们来读一个专业的书。
Or maybe we are reading a professional book.
我们想要，我们的目的想吸收很多的知识。
Because we want to observe more knowledge.
好像这许多的书，无论是给我们有知识，或者是只是消遣，它都很有目的，都很适用。
It seems like doesn't matter it's a novel or the professional book. It's all very useful for us because either we can enjoy our time or we can learn something new.
就单单圣经。
But for Bible
实在很难下咽，是不是？
And it's really hard to read.
我觉得如果我们真的很真实，包括我自己在里面。
And if we honest to ourselves, include
ourselves. 在我们的天然里面，对圣经是没有兴趣的。
In the nature personality, we are not interested in Bible.
你发现从亚当开始就是这样。
And you can see from Adam is like that.
那这个没有兴趣，当然有两个原因。
And there are two reasons we are not interested in Bible.
我想最重要原因，第一件事情是我们本身对圣经天然里面就天然的人是不会爱神的话。
And the first reason is because in us by the nature.Our personality, we won't love God's word.
所以保罗在写罗马书的第一章的时候，在一章二十八节。
So, Paul written the Romans chapter 1 verse 28.
在一章里面，他讲到有两种的人，神任凭他们。
And so, he said two kinds of people, God just let them.
一种的人是明明看到神所造的这一切，但他却说没有神。
And the first kind of person is they see the creation from God, but they say there's no God.
那第二种人是他们知道有神。
The second kind of person are they know there's a God.
但是他们故意不认识。
But they just pretend they don't know him.
这一句话的英文翻得非常好。
So it's a very good in English.
他说这些人呢 do not think it's worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God.这些人觉得好像关乎神的事情或者神的话神的事情对他们来讲不是那么的有价值觉得啊我应该我要好好的保存我想要了解
So for those word it's tell those people they don't think God's word is really worth to read it
所以神就任凭他们的思想
So God let them to do their way
所以慢慢心思就变得愚妄就更不能明白神的道理
So they become they won't be understand God's word.
再来就是仇敌的工作。
And the other is the work of the enemy.
从开始
from the beginning,
他就是想要曲解神的话，对不对？
And he want to twist God's word.
然后消灭对神话的一个尊重。
And then he want to take away the respect of God's word.
叫我们拣选世界的知识。
So he want us to pick the knowledge of the world.
以至于我们能够与神同等
so we can be like God
而不拣选神所话里面所带的生命
and so we won't pick the life bring out from God's word
以至于我们不仅样式并且里面的形象跟样式都像神
so because of that life so while image and likeness just like God
所以弟兄姊妹其实我们很可怜先天不良后天失调
So it's a poor of us. We did not have enough the beginning, and then we don't have enough nutrition later on.
患了属灵的厌食症。
So we have the we kind of hate food for.
很多的时候，我们的生活就很可怜。
So it's a pity of our life.
那我们记得主耶稣跟魔鬼说了一句话。
So
we 当受试探的时候。
So we remember when Jesus facing the test from the Devil, and he said the following.
我们一起念中文念一遍，然后用英文念一遍，好吗
？So we read in Chinese and then English.
中文一起来。
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
英文
English. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这个字英文的 but,
this word but.
中文说不是
But Chinese translate is not
它其实不是只是说它的重点不是在单这个字
The key point is not the in this but the only
它所要说的是人活着是靠神口里所出的一切话
And the main point is the talk about is the reason we live is by every word God said
不是圣经的某一节
It's not just one verse in Bible.
啊，神爱世人。
Like, oh, God loved the world.
不是只是诗篇的某一节，神啊，你的慈爱永远长存。
It's not only just like from Bible verse from song, God, your love lasts forever.
而是一切话。
And it's every single word.
是创世纪一章一节到启示录二十二章的二十一节。
It's from Genesis 1:1 and go to Revelation 22. 22.
为什么主这样说
Why God say this word?
我们要来看一下。
So let's see it.
也就是为什么我们要来读主的话。
And that's why we read God's word.
也许今天你听的有些话是很多的陈腔滥调。
And something we hear, we feel like it's very old.
但我真是祷告，奉靠着主的灵在我们里面。
So we pray and because of God.The Spirit of the Lord in us.
神能够把这一些很基础的话再一次说到我们里面，让我们可以听得见。
So God, one more time, God used those words to speak to us so we can hear.
在约翰福音一章里面
，in Gospel John chapter one，
不是很有名，对不对？第一节就讲到那个道。
And it's a very famous on the first verse talk about word.
对，道提了四次，神提了四次，是不是
？And it's a it talk about four times the word and four times God.
讲到太初有道。
And you talk about in the beginning there is a word.
道与神同在。
And the word is God.
道就是神。
The word is God.
那这道太初与神同在。
And the word is with God.From the beginning.
所以在约翰福音第一章里面
，So from the first chapter in the Gospel book John，
他用了好几个很重要的字来启示耶稣基督是谁。
So they use a few important word. Who is Jesus?
从道开始
，From the word.
最后启示到他是神的儿子。
So all the way till he is the Son of God.
那第三节的里面
，In the verse three，
是一个很重要。第四节，对不起。他说
verse four,
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And it says in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
这个道在整个，你如果上下文，他还在讲那个道，这个生命在他，这个他这个字，他还在讲道。
If you read the content, in this one we talk about him, but in the content it talk about him is the word.
所以在这个道的里面是生命。
So in the word, that is life.
这个生命当我接受这个道在我们里面的时候，它成为我们里面的光。
When we receive this word in us, it becomes the light in us.
所以有生命有光从道而来。
So life and light, it comes from the word.
你发现神是用他的话用他的道来做事的，对不对？
So you notice, God used the word to make things happen.
所以很可惜，从一开始仇敌就叫我们不拣选生命，因此就没有光落在黑暗里面，因为不拣选道，不拣选神的话。
It's too bad. Our enemy asks, try to tempt us to not choose the word, so not choose the life, so there is no light in our life.
那诗篇119篇有实在太长的篇幅，弟兄姊妹可以回去读。为什么我们要读神的话？神的话的功用是什么
？And in Psalm 119, and you guys can go home and read it, and you tell us why we need to read God's word.
但很重要的事情，为什么魔鬼不要我们读神的话
？And even important, why our enemy doesn't want us?
因为他知道，一旦我们读了他的话，接受了他的话，这个真理在我们里面要叫我们得自由。
So because the enemy know as soon as we read the word and we receive the word, it live in us, so we have a freedom.
叫我们不再做罪、魔鬼跟死亡的奴仆。
So we won't be the slave of the sin, the devil, and the death.
弟兄姊妹，可能这一些我们都知道了。
And brothers and sisters, we probably know all of this.
但今天我很有负担想跟你们分享，为什么真的我们要来读神的话。
But today I have the burden I want to share with you, why do we truly have to read God's word?
有四件事情。
There are four things.
第一件事情。
First one.
是让我们能够明白神的心。
So first one is we know his heart.
下一张 slide.
Next slide.
这66卷的书。
There are 66 books.
说明了神的心意。
And tell us his heart.
神的心意或者我们说神的旨意。
And we can say his will and his command.
好像很多时候我们觉得哇，好多好多不同的旨意跟心意，对不对
？So sometimes we feel God has so many different willingness.
是，但是在他里面有一个最大的、最大的心愿。
And but in Him there is the biggest will in Him.
为着这一个心愿。
And for this will.
为着这一个梦。
And for this dream.
为着这一个旨意。
And for this command,
他做一切他所做的。
And he did everything he did.
他说一切他所说的。
He said all the words he said.
所以你发现从创世纪开始。
So you know from the Genesis.
如果你仔细的去读每一卷的书。
If you read every single book in Bible.
一直等到启示录。
And all the way till Revelation.
他一直在说一件事。
And he keeps saying one thing.
那人类六千年的历史是因为他要完成这个梦。
And the 6,000 years of history of human being because God wants to fulfill his dream.
才在导演一部戏。
So he's conducted a movie.
如果他用了人类六千年历史到现在在写在这一本的戏这个戏本。
If God used 6,000 years to conduct this story.
那我们都在那个里面。
And we are all in this story.
我们都有一个角色在里面。
And we all play a role in there.
那我们也有我们该说的台词。
And we also have the word we're supposed to say.
那我们是不是应该真的来读这一本的书？
So don't you think we really should truly read this book?
那这一个神的梦，谁的心是什么呢？
So what is this dream? What is his will?
在伊甸园，在创世纪里面，神造了亚当，他说在东方他立了一个园子。
And so in Eden, in the Garden of Eden, and when God created Adam, he said in east he built this garden.
他把所造的人放在那个园子里。
So he put the people he created inside this garden.
那一天当亚当犯罪的时候
，When that day when Adam sinned,
圣经有一句话说，天起了凉风。耶和华神在园中行走。
And you say in that particular day, when there is a breeze in that day, and the Lord walked in the garden.
他不是因为那一天亚当犯错了，他才去找他。
It's not because Adam sinned, so God to go to find him.
这一个荣耀的神。
He is a glory God.
这一个充满爱的神。
The God with love.
他的心愿。
His will
是要与人同住
is to live with people
要跟这个人合而为一同住这个紧密的一
so he want to live with people and to become one
他必须要跟他相同的人才能够成为一对不对
only the person is the same as him then they can become one
所以他不能跟任何受造的动物在一起
So he cannot be one with the created.
他只能造的跟他的形象跟样式一模一样的人，才能够两个人同样的人才能成为一，对不对
？So he can only become one with the people he is created by his image and likeness.
魔鬼知道。
So the devil knows.
所以他来破坏。
So he came and tried to.
神要的一是神要的跟我们在一起是永不分开的。
And the one God wants is the one we never apart from each other.
所以神用婚姻来预表神这么大的心愿。
So God used marriage to reveal His will.
虽然魔鬼破坏。
Even it broken by the devil.
Drama D 就是 devil 魔鬼。
So the word drama D is devil.
他来做一个打岔。
So he tried to interrupt.
但这一个神的心
，But the will of God
不会因为这个而改变。
Will not change because of this interruption.
所以你发现从创世纪三章之后开始这一部戏就开始演了。
So it's from the Genesis chapter 3 and then the drama is just continue.
六千年的历史写出了神怎么样完成他救赎的计划到最后的启示录天上有大声音说神的帐幕在人间神要做他们的神他们要做他的子民是不是
So in this from Genesis chapter 3 and then continue moving forward and the whole story is in there and it's all the way go to Revelation andIt talk about there is a loud sound from the heaven say God's temple is in this earth.
所以那个字与他们的一起那个 with 说了三四次，四次好像。
So it say about four times with the word with.
有太多的章节，我现在没有办法翻。
So there are many Bible verse talk.
有些很明显。
Some of them are real.
有些不那么明显。
Some of them are hidden.
但是每一件事情
But everything
会幕的创的的造的制作
From the way the way the tabernacle being created
如果你看看约柜
If you see the ark
我记得我曾经分享过我对神对父神我觉得耶稣很亲对不对好像他流血救我们救主嘛哈可是我跟神好像天父很远觉得他就是很严厉的一个神，很有要求的神。
So, I share with many of you a long time ago. I feel Jesus is very close to me, but the Heavenly Father, it seems like so far away from us. It seems like there's a gap between us.
直到九一一后，有一次神在一个借着一个 tape， 神忽然之间，我就觉得好像父站在我的面前，把那个心这样打开，做了一个开心的手术。我第一次看见神的心。
So, It's like after 9/11, and one day I was watching a tape, and I feel like God really opened my heart, and then I can see the Father just right in front of me, and that was the first time I see His heart.
弟兄姊妹，两个法版在约柜的里面，不是只是说到神的律法，神的约永远坚定。
So, brothers and sisters, the two tablets of the Lord is not just talk about His Lord.
两块的法版其实是一模一样的 copy, duplicate.
And so these two tablets actually is, it's duplicate each other.
古时候当他们做一个约，因为毁约的人是一定要死的，不像我们今天讲的契约、合同，约跟合同是不一样的。
So like long ago when, long ago when they have a covenant is whoever break the covenant, they have to give their life as a payment. It's not like the contract we're doing today.
所以当你签了这个约，是永远的约。签了约之后，你要把这一份的约拿回到你的家里至圣的地方。
And so when you sign the covenant, and you have to, when you sign it, you have to take this covenant whole, and then put somewhere is the most holy place.
而且你要确定，你要常常提醒自己，绝对不可以毁约。
And you have to remind yourself, and you cannot break those law.
所以如果 Yolanda 跟我签了一个永远的约，他回家把他放到我不知道他觉得最圣的地方，最重要的地方是什么？然后我把他拿回到我家里觉得最圣洁的地方。
So for example, Vivian and Yolanda, we sign a covenant, and then we each one take a copy and then take home to put in the most holy place we feel in at home.
可能今天大家保险箱吧。
Maybe it's a safety box.
但为什么神把这两个约法本？一起放在约柜的里面。
But why God put these two tablets together inside the ark?
而这个约柜放在至圣所。
And this ark is in the most holy place.
神要说的是他的心。
God wants to tell us His heart.
你觉得你家里最至圣，你觉得最圣的地方，最重要的地方，也就是我觉得至圣的地方。
And what you think is the most important place at in your house is where I think it's the most holy place.
这个只有一个可能，对不对？
There's only one possibility.
就是我们两个住在同一个房子里。
That means if we live together.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand that?
法版在约柜里不仅说明了永远的约。
And the tablet put together in the ark not only talk about the forever covenant.
说明了是耶和华的心。
And also talk about God's heart.
再来，你知道约柜的板子有多大吗？
Do you know how big is the tablet?
3.75 × 2.75, 长 3.75, 宽 2.75.
So it's 3 3/4 inch feet and times 2 3/4 feet.
大概是这个桌子你头尾切掉。
And probably that table and then cut out the both sides.
很小。
Very small.
那一块约柜上面的板子在两个基路伯中间是做什么的
？And so that what is the the tablet? It's within this two cherubim.
神说，神跟摩西说，我在那里与你相会。
And God told Moses, I met you there.
这一位荣耀天地都不够大来装的这一个大神。
And this, our Lord, the glorified Lord, is so big, it cannot be contained in this world.
天是他的座位，地是他的脚凳。
And the heaven is his seat, and the floor, and the world is his footstep.
但他把他自己的同在之前 不仅是局限在他在园子里与亚当同行，是不是？
He's not only when he's a wizard, it's not only he be in contain himself in the garden.
后来在云柱火柱当中与他的百姓同行。
And also in the pillar of the fire and the pillar of cloud.
最后长时间他就住在把自己限制在那一块小小的板子上。
And in a long time he restricted himself in this small place.In the ark,
到了新约
and go to the New Testament.
主在哪里？
Where is our Lord?
在我们这么卑微的心里面，对不对？
And He is in our heart, in those pity people's heart.
弟兄姊妹，救赎，神的救赎。
So, brothers and sisters, God's redemption.
前约神所做的事情。
In the previous covenant, what God has done.
新约神所说的话，所启示的，所耶稣基督所做的。
And in the New Testament, and what Jesus did, and what God revealed to us.
说出了 the heart of God, 神的心是永远不改变的。
So you talk about the God's heart will never change.
我们都是永远房子越换越大，越来越好，只有这一位神。是房子越换越小，越来越卑微，以至于能够今天住在我们这个常常不注视他的人心中。
So like us, wherever we buy the house, we buy bigger and bigger house. And our Lord, and He's actually going from the bigger, from to smaller and smaller, and eventually go to the people like us, and He live in us.
如果我读的没有错，如果错了，可能邱长老跟荣伯伯可以指正我。如果我读的没有错，圣经里面神，我们听神说话，大概大声说有三次。
And if what I read correct, then there are three times God talked to us loudly.
两次是耶稣基督在十字架上说的。
And twice Jesus speaking in, on the cross.
一次是从宝座里出来，在启示录二十一章说的。
And the other one is from his seat and in Revelation chapter 21.
耶稣基督第一次的大声呼叫说，我的父，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？因为当世人的罪都放在他的身上，耶稣基督来成为赎罪祭。
So on the first time Jesus say on the cross, he say, my God, my Father, why you forsake me? And because he carried all the sin of the whole human being.
第二次大声说是他最后要呼最后一口气的时候，他说成了。
And the second time, loudest time he talked to us is when he, right before he take his last breath and he say it's finished.
所以 D 是 devil.
So the first one, D is devil.
魔鬼。魔鬼来带进了二，我们人的背叛 rebellion.
And the second one, bring in the rebellion, which is the R.
那所以神从堕落的人类里面每次都再拣选一个人在祝福万族，对不对？那最后他选到了亚伯拉罕 ，A 是 Abraham。
So and then from all those fallen people, and then he picked one person, and then that person he picked is Abraham.
这就是我们说的前约或者是旧约。
And so this is the one we talk about the Old Testament.
然后从一人使万民得福。
And it's from one person, and so all nation being blessed.
从一本到万族，对不对
？So from one tribe all to all nations.
那我想你可能可以想到 M 是什么，对不对
？And so, I think you know what's M.
M 就是 Messiah.
So the M is Messiah.
等到耶稣基督来。
So when Jesus came,
一次成就永远的救赎。
So in one time he finished all the redemption.
从这一个新的人，这一个人
，from this new person，
又出来了万族，以至于 A 是 all。是万人得救。
And from that single person, and he also saved all. And which is the last
one. 好像我们在世上，我们现在所看见是魔鬼的作为，是各方，但是你看见神的 drama, 神的这些戏剧一直在演，一直在演，在历史里面，从创世纪开始演旧约，旧约以后主耶稣来了，弥赛亚再来，新约再继续的。说这个故事。
So in this world, even we feel like the devil is really in control of this world, but the drama of God is continue playing, and it's from Genesis all the way till the whole Old Testament, and go to the Messiah, the New Testament is continue his drama.
所以神最后一次大声说，天父。
So So last time, our Father in heaven, he said loudly.
是当他那一天，他的梦终于实现了。
It's the one. It's when his dream got fulfilled.
他劳苦的功效终于实现了。
And what he has done has been fulfilled.
这个世界解决了。
And he solved the problem of this world.
新天新地到了。
So the new world is here.
终于神的帐幕在人间，神与人永远的同住，再也不能分开。
So his tabernacle is in this world, and he lives with people. It will never set apart.
所以你听见宝座有大声音说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间。”
So in there you see, you can hear the loud voice say, "Look, God's tabernacle in this earth."
没有人。等一个太太娶一个太太等六千年的，对不对？
And nobody wait for to get married wait for 6,000 years.
难怪在哥林多前书十三讲到爱是恒久忍耐，是 suffers long 啊。
So that's why in the first Corinthian chapter 13 talk about love is patient love is suffering.
所以这个不是一个白底黑字的很无聊的书。
So the Bible is not just the print.Word in the white paper.
这个是一个造我们的神给我们的情书。
So this is a love letter God written for us.
你不会收到一个情书，你只读其中一段或者是一句。
If you receive a love letter, you will not just read one sentence or one paragraph.
你一定会从头到尾又读好多遍，对不对？
You probably will read the whole thing.And read many, many times.
好，我们下来看，这也是为什么很多的古圣先贤啊，流血流汗把神的话给我们。
So that's why a lot of people, a lot of heroes, and then they leave those words to us.
我们没有太多的时间。
We don't have a lot of time here.
所以我只能找一两个重点。
So I'll just do one or two key points.
在圣经到差不多公元后九五年就。约翰就完成了最后一卷书。
So in about the it's about 95 or 96 AD, John finished the last book of Bible.
你发现说，在这个神的话成为到纸上的时候，能够让每一个人都能够读。神的心意是让每一个人都能够用他的母语来读他心中要说的话。
So God's will is, God's heart is that every single person can use your native language to read His word.
但是魔鬼就历世历代来不断的来打岔，不断的来搅和。
But the devil just keep interrupt the work of the Bible.
所以主后五百年，圣经已经有将近500多个翻译。
So it's about 580, there are about 500 translations of Bibles.
但到了主后的600年，只剩下一个翻译是可以是被允许的。那就是拉丁文。
And it's about 680. There's only one copy of Bible is allowed, which is Latin.
为什么呢？因为罗马的教皇要用那一个拉丁文，因为大家都读不懂拉丁文嘛，来控制所有的信徒。
It's because the emperor of the Roman, he want to use Latin because nobody understands, so he can control the believers.
所以他可以得很多的利益。
So he can get a lot of benefit.
你可以花钱。而持续的行淫，只要你肯花这么多的钱。
And you can just spending the money, and then you can continue doing the evil.
所以从大概第五世纪到十五世纪。
So from the 5th century to the 15th century.
那个叫做中世纪时代的黑暗时期。
It's called the darkness, the dark age.
好像神的话是被封锁的。
It seems like God's word being locked.
那神的百姓变成了奴仆。
So God's people become slaves.
但你知道神怎么样在这700多年的时间里面，在这些的这个黑暗时期，神来保存他的话。
But do you know how does God keep His word in this 700 dark age?
过往在文士，只要他们手抄写神的话，他只要写错了一个字，或者是他。在写字的时候，突然间有一个意念，一个不好的念头，或是罪进到他的脑袋里。
So when back then when for those people they are writing the Bible, and when they write even they write one word wrong or they have some bad idea in their mind.
不管他们抄到哪里，所有的手稿都丢掉，重新从第一个字开始。
So doesn't matter how far they are writing down this one, and then they have to throw everything away and start from the word, the first word.
这样保全神的话的准确性。
So they use this to keep the accuracy of God's word.
在那700年的黑暗时期。
So within that 700 dark age.
很奇妙。
It's amazing.
在苏格兰一个小岛上。
In Scotland, in a small island.
叫做 Iona.
It's called Iona.
那那个时候是大概主后563年。
It's about 563 AD.
有一个人叫做 Columba.
And there's one person named Columba.
他开始秘密的开始了一个圣经学校。
And then he started a Bible college. Secretly, he started a Bible college.
那他们是一个很秘密的一个组织，他们把那些人叫做 Cody， 我不知道中文怎么翻。
And so they have this secret organization. They call this organization Cody.
在这个小的学校，那个秘密的学校的里面。
And in this small Bible college.
圣徒们来受教。来继续的接受传统神真正纯正的话语的教导。
And so all those saints then they learn about the Bible and also go through the very traditional training.
神的话就这样，神的纯正的教义就这样一代一代的传下来七百年。
So the doxology just like continue this way for 700 years.
到了差不多1300多年的时候。
It's about like 1300s.
然后他们奉派了这个约翰·魏克里夫 John Wycliffe.
So they send John Wycliffe.
他说由他来做代表。
So he become the representative.
来带着大家出这个黑暗的时期。
So he become the representative to bring everybody out of this dark age.
因为他们把他叫做改革教的一个成兴。
So they call this one the reforming
the morning star
of the morning star of reformation
那他们要做的一件事情是什么
so one thing they want to do
他们要把神的救恩
and they want to bring God's salvation
而且是靠基督唯靠基督而成就的救恩
and this salvation is in Jesus only
只有圣经所传的真理
It's only the truth from the Bible.
而且是以信为基础的。
And it's in by faith.
这样的救恩这个信息再次的传出去。
So for the salvation by faith, and then they try to preach this message again.
So it's a message of salvation in Christ alone, by Scripture alone, through faith alone. 所以是这么纯正的一个信息，借着把圣经再次传给弟兄姊妹。然后呢？所以魏克里夫呢，在1384年
，So in 1384 AD，
他第一次把所有的新旧约
，So the first time he put the New Testament and Old Testament，
手抄整本的圣经
，So he handwrite the whole Bible，
而且他有一些人帮助抄了几十本。
So he has with other people's help, they have like tens of Bibles.
当他做这件事情的教皇。很多人就开始反对他，就要逼迫他。
So in that at that time, the Roman emperor they against him.
你只要被抓到在做这件事情，或者你手上有这样的圣经的。
So as long as they caught you when you try to do it, or if you have a copy of this handwritten Bible.
不仅圣经被烧，人也被烧死。
It's not only they burn the Bible, they also burn the people.
教皇对他的影响很大。教皇对他气愤到一个地步，他死后44年，还把他的骨头挖出来烧成灰丢到河里。
And then, so the emperor, the king of Rome, he got really mad at him. So after he has died 44 years later, and they also get his bone out of his tomb and then burned it and then throw it to the river.
我只能很简单抓一两个再告诉大家。
So I can tell you only one or two things.
所以这之后。
So after this one.
像他的门徒 John Huss.
So his disciple John Huss.
就在 John Wycliffe 死以后，他继续他的工作。
So John Huss continued his work.
最后他也是要被烧死。
And he also got burned.
他烧死的时候。
When he burned.
他说了一句话。
He said one word.
他说一百年后。
He said, "In 100 years,
神要兴起一个人。
So he said, 100 years, God will raise up a man.
在这个人的里面，那个改革的呼召是不能够被火灭的。
And then he said, God will raise up a man whose call for reform cannot be suppressed.
在这102年之后，果然这句话应验了。
And 102 years later,
你们知道应该是知道是谁
？Do you know who's the person? For the reform?
马丁路德，对不对？
嗯哼，
好。 我们就 skip 到最后面 William Tyndale 好不好？
And,
约翰 William
So we skip to the William Tyndale.
所以其实真正还有很多的历史。
And there are a lot of history in here.
William Tyndale 第一次把新约的圣经重新的翻译，并且把它印刷出来。
So William Tyndale he transferred the translate the Bible and then he also printed.
11年的逃亡，边逃边翻译，边逃边翻译。
So he has exiled for 11 years and he kind of exiled and translate, continue doing that for 11 years.
最后还是被抓监禁，然后勒死，然后被烧死。
So eventually he still got caught and he got killed and then got burned.
太多的圣徒在那一段的时间里面，在之后。
There are many saints in that in those times.
不断的受逼迫。
They got prosecuted.
就因为他们要把圣经传给平民。
It's all because they want to give the Bible to the general peoples.
John Huss 死的那一年
，The year John Huss died，
他死的时候同时有七个兄弟弟兄姊妹
，So at that same year there are seven brothers and sisters，
也被烧死
，Also got burned。
罪名是什么
？And what is their their sin？
你一定不敢相信
，You won't believe it。
就因为他们教他们的孩子用英文读主导文
，and just because they ask teach their kids to read God's prayer in English。
中国在经过文革的时候
，and in the cultural reform in China，
我听过很多这样的见证
，I hear a lot of witness。
圣经得来不易
，and they say it's hard to get the Bible。
虽然他会撕下一张
，so they will just cut one page。
大家都那么分，很宝贵，一张一页的圣经。
So they will torn off the Bible and then everybody just keep one page.
聚会的时候都流的泪，就是读那一章，就一点点神的话。
So when they get together, when they will read that one page of Bible.
圣经历世历代是受逼迫的。
And so we know Bible in through generation it's got prosecuted through generations.
第一本的圣经全新约全书被印出来。
So the first New Testament printed.
到上个礼拜五是478年了。
So till last Friday is 478 years.
许多的人流血流汗。
Many people with tears with their blood.
今天你读的圣经没有14卷的次经，只有66卷书。
So in this Bible we read today is only it's a clear pure 66 books.
它最后的形成只不过是1880年，是非常近代的事。
It was from 1880s.
中国的圣经。
And the Bible from of Chinese
是一个叫宣教士叫马里逊
，So it's from a Marison missionary.
他1810年来中国学，然后学中文，边学边翻译。
So in 1910s, and he came to China and he translate, he learned Chinese and translate at the same time.
1823年的时候完成了第一卷新旧约中文全书的全书。
So in 1823, he finished the first.New and Old Testament, the complete Bible.
圣经何等的宝贵。
So, brothers and sisters, the Bible is very precious.
那我真是没有，其实下面还有一个部分说怎么读圣经。
And there's one part we talk about how to read Bible.
我想我今天时间完，我必须要停在这里。
So I don't think I have time to continue that part.
但是我想要让，也许我们看最后下面一个 slide.
So we'll just see the next slide.
我想鼓励弟兄姊妹的。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
还不是怎么查经。
It's not how to study Bible.
在查经之前来读圣经。
It's before study Bible, we read Bible.
当你打开圣经。
When you open Bible.
你必须要 你的人很重要。
It's the you are very important.
你必须要有一个信念，一个信。
So you have to have the faith.
在信的根基上来读圣经。
You have to read Bible by faith.
信什么呢
？What do you believe?
希伯来书十一章六节说：“凡来到神面前的，必须信神是。”啊，原来原文是说神是，并且他赏赐凡寻求他的人。
And so in Hebrews 11:6 talk about the belief that he is, I also believe that he rewards those who seek him.
那这个怎么应用在读经上呢？
How do we use this one to our study Bible? To read Bible.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们打开圣经。
So brothers and sisters, every time we open the Bible.
最近神特别给我一个负担，并且提醒我。
And recently God remind me.
他说每一次你打开圣经。
So every time you open the Bible.
你打开主的话。
You open God's word.
你信他是。
You have to believe he is.
我信神在这里所说的每一句话，每一个字。
So I believe every word God say in this Bible.
你口中所出的一切话，我全盘接受。
So every word you say, I'm complete accepted.
是不是？信这个字不是一个人一个言吗？你要信他所说的话，对不对？做基督徒信什么呢？信不是信神是跟他所说的话，对不对？
In Chinese, and then the believe the word is come from a human and then a people and the language and the word. So believe really means believe the people say the word.
并且他要赏赐我。
So and then he will reward me.
所以每一次我打开圣经。
So every time I open Bible.
我信神啊，主啊，你一定要向我说话。
And I believe God will talk to me.
你一定有一个字，你一定有一句话是要向我说的。
There must be one word or one sentence you are talking to me.
我讲的还不是说哦怎么安慰啊什么的，不是这个。
I'm not talking about how some word just we feel like to comfort us.
当然神做这样的事。
Definitely God also do that.
但是神啊，一定你要告诉我，从这个里面向我说你的心里，你的心意。
So, but what I talk about is not that. What I'm talking about is every time we open the Bible, we know, God, you have one word you, or one sentence you want to tell me, which is your will.
我不先入为主的来读你的话。
I don't want to prejudge the word that I
read. 我不断章取义的读。
I don't only take phrases from the Bible.
我上下文好好一起的来读，就是读它。
I will read the Bible with the whole content.
带着谦卑，带着祷告的心来读。
With a humble heart and with prayer heart.
当我合起来的时候
When I close the Bible,
在我里面
In me,
对神的认识
To know him
一定跟我打开的时候不一样
It must be different than the moment I open the Bible
并且神的话一旦说出来一定做成他的功不突然返回
And we also know God's word will always fulfill his word and never return without fulfill his word
所以相信我打开神会说话。
So I believe whenever I open Bible, God is talking to me.
神要启示我。
God is reveal something to me.
神乐意启示我。
God is willing to reveal to me.
当我读翻关开关起来圣经的时候。
When I close the Bible.
我对神的认识又多增加了一点。
I know more about God.
因此我又多再自由了一点点。
So therefore I have evena little bit more freedom.
因此我又更爱他一点点。
So therefore, I love him more.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，人的话何等的残缺跟有限。
Lord, our word is so limited.
主，但是你是说话的主。
But Lord, you are the Lord that speak to us.
主，所以我奉你的名，把自己跟我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹跟朋友。都交在你的面前。
So God, in your word, I bring myself and all the brothers and sisters in front of you.
主啊，我们求你。
Lord, we ask you.
说话的主。
And the Lord who speak.
愿意与我们同住的神。
And the Lord willing to live with us.
每一次我们打开圣经。
Every time we open the Bible.
你向我们说话。
You speak to us.
主啊。
Lord.
也为着我们的没有办法渴慕来祷告你。
And we also pray because we are not able to deserve you.
我信这位创造天地的主。
I believe the Lord is the Lord created heaven and earth.
可以在我跟我们弟兄姊妹的心中创造一个新的渴慕。
And I believe you can create new desire in our brothers and sisters' hearts.
是仇敌不能够消灭的渴慕。
And this desire that enemy cannot take away.
渴慕要来读你的话。
Our desire to read your word.
也是我们把今年要来读经的计划仰望你。
So Lord, we give the plan of reading the Bible to you.
主啊，我们求你在三个月后。
May you give us 3 months.
帮助年轻人。
To help our youth.
就所有愿意的人，我们一起把新约读完一遍。
So all the willing heart, we can finish reading by the New Testament once.
谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.